Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. Those regular listeners of ours who are wondering where all of those applause are coming from, they're coming from the audience here at Sardi's. We have our annual luncheon, special guests today. Dr. Robert Hackman from the University of California, Davis, discussed oligonol, new antioxidant derived from lychee. Dr. Ron Hoffman, one of the regulars on WOR, discussed how to devise a good nutritional supplement program. And I'd like to thank the folks at Sardi's for a wonderful lunch. And also like to thank the folks at Lilliput Enterprises. They supplied us with some wine to enjoy with our dinner, some nice Merlot. Some nice Chardonnay. And if you want some more information about Lilliput, you can go to their website, www.lilliputenterprises.com. Okay, now we can get back to our show and get back to our questions.
Yeah, my name is Bill Marks. I'm a fit 78. I have two questions. One is on hypothyroidism, and one is on exercise. According to the latest figures, there were 59 million people with hypothyroidism. I was given a Synthroid by my endocrinologist, and I had a bad reaction. My question is there a natural food or a natural supplement that I can take for getting thyroxine in my system? And the other one is on exercise. I want to direct this to Dr. Hoffman. I do 1,000 skips with a rope. Is that enough rather than running and jogging? That's my question.
Well, the answer to your last question is you're a slouch. You ought to be doing at least 5,000 skips. You know, I mean, come on. You're only 70 years old.
78.
Sorry. I mean, you know, you're just underperforming, and I think the last question being sort of a rhetorical question, let's go to the first question about the thyroid. In terms of, there are nutrients that support thyroid function. They include selenium and tyrosine, and some people with weak thyroids can support the performance of their thyroid. Iodine, in fact, can help the thyroid. It can also, at very high doses, can hinder or turn off the thyroid. So you have to be careful with iodine, but it can be beneficial. There's a natural alternative to Synthroid. Let me explain. Synthroid is the synthetic T4, one component of what your thyroid makes. Your thyroid makes T4 and T3. And so when you take the Synthroid, you're dependent on your ability to convert it to T3. Some people don't do well with that, and they require a natural thyroid product like Synthroid, or they can use Euthroid. I'm sorry, not Synthroid. Armour Thyroid or Euthroid. And these are things that sometimes endocrinologists don't like to use, but they're very valuable tools. If people do not respond well to Synthroid, make sure you find yourself a doctor who understands how to prescribe natural thyroid, because that could make a difference. I just saw a patient this week, and he had his thyroid removed, and he went to 6 endocrinologists, and he felt terrible every time he was given Synthroid. He needed it because he had no thyroid, and he wasn't trying to make trouble. He's a very reasonable guy. In fact, he was an attorney. That doesn't necessarily matter. But he said he was trying to make trouble, but he did not do well with Synthroid. And finally, he obtained some Armour Thyroid, and he's doing fine. He feels well on it for the first time in a couple of years. So
there are alternatives. We have them. You know, if a doctor will prescribe them, we have them at Wilner's, and many other pharmacies can get them for you as well. Okay, thanks for that question. Next, Eloise.
I'm Pat from Middletown, New Jersey. And Dr. Hoffman, you said earlier that you talked about special health goals. One of my special goals right now is to clean up chronic uveitis, which I'm told is an inflammatory disease. We can't find out what the disease is. Do you have any suggestions?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman, what is uveitis?
Uveitis, it's an inflammation of the inner part of your eye, but it's not quite as far back as the retina where macular degeneration occurs. It usually occurs in the inside of the eyeball. And it is considered an autoimmune disease. In some cases, they look for an infectious cause, but mostly it's treated with prednisone or steroid drops. And I think that that's a condition that can respond to fish oil, to high doses of vitamin D, because D helps to slow down autoimmune diseases. And it's inflammatory in character. Anything that we mention that's anti-inflammatory, including oregano, could make a difference. And that would include things like curcumin, or various types of things like pycnogenol. These might be helpful for reducing inflammation inside the eye.
Thanks for that question, Pat. Okay, Eloise.
Hello, I'm Betty from Cambria Heights, Queens. And I'd like to know, what is the impact on supplements when there is renal insufficiency, specifically if your kidney function is around 30%.
Okay, Dr. Hoffman, why don't you start off?
Well, treating a patient with kidney disease, it's kind of like the difference between having a freshwater aquarium or a saltwater aquarium. It's kind of easy to, you know, put a goldfish into a bowl, and generally the goldfish will do pretty well as long as you feed it and change the water. But in a saltwater aquarium, imbalances can develop very quickly, and that's kind of the situation with patients with kidney problems. Their electrolytes are all over the place. They have to be very careful. That is, you know, I mentioned earlier, it would be hard for someone with a gift certificate for $5,000 to inflict harm on themselves at Wilner's. But if you have kidney problems, you should not go to a health food store willy-nilly and supplement, because you can dangerously overload on magnesium or potassium, and there's some nutrients which are leaking out of your body at an exceptionally rapid rate in kidney problems, and some nutrients which overaccumulate. So you really need to work with an experienced health professional. I'm not going to give you a pat answer here, but nutrients that typically need to be supplemented are vitamin D and carnitine and also coenzyme Q10. It's actually, these can really make patients with kidney problems feel a lot better.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
My name is Norm. I'm from Kutztown, Pennsylvania, and I have, if I could, two questions for Dr. Hoffman. Okay, I'm allowed to want that one. For people who take a number of supplements and also take a fiber supplement, I'm concerned that the fiber supplement may absorb some of the vitamin and mineral components of the other supplements. So how do you balance this?
That's a really good question. And can I ask you what the fiber supplement is that you're taking? Psyllium?
It is a yes. It's a psyllium.
Okay. So with certain types of fiber, like fiber derived from wheat or wheat bran or white rice bran, there's an interference with a lot of minerals like calcium and zinc. In fact, many of the studies done on zinc deficiency are done in Iran, where they eat a lot of whole grains, and the fiber in the whole grains causes many people to be deficient in zinc if they don't have adequate zinc from meat sources. So what you're going to probably get with Metamucil is not that much of a washout effect. Metamucil does not cause that much malabsorption, but other types of brands might cause that. And sometimes we worry about things that promote peristalsis or push things out of the body faster, but probably that's not going to be a big problem with Metamucil.
Okay, thanks for that question. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of good-tasting, high-potency, liquid and chewable probiotic supplements. All American Health products are available at Wilner's, on sale right now at 35% off list price. It's time for a short break, and we will be back after these messages from our sponsors.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Winter is around the corner, and you know what that means. It's the season of coughs and sniffles. Be prepared with the 24-hour advanced immune protection of Ester C, vitamin C from American Health. A regular dose of vitamin C is a favorite way to keep your immune system in peak condition. And American Health Ester C is the better vitamin C to take. Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. Using a patented manufacturing process, non-acidic Ester C contains naturally occurring vitamin C metabolites that help absorb and retain vitamin C in the body for up to 24 hours. So take Ester C daily, wrap up warm, and go out and face those seasonal chills with confidence. American Health Ester C, the better vitamin C. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
And as we mentioned a moment ago, all American Health products are now on sale at Wilner's at 35% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by my partner, Don Goldberg, our special guest, Dr. Robert Hackman, and Dr. Ron Hoffman. And the hubbub, once again, in case you've just tuned in, we're at Sardi's Restaurant on West 44th Street, New York City. We enjoyed a nice, delightful lunch. And now we're taking your questions from the audience. Okay, Eloise, who's next? Eloise, one second. I got to turn it over to Don. He asked me, but I forgot.
Yeah, he pays no attention. I get no respect around here. Before we take the next question, I just wanted to make a comment on the last question about the fiber supplement. You know, we seem to have a tendency to zero in, to focus in on relatively minor problems and make them more important than they really need to be. This thing with the fiber is kind of a textbook type thing. You know, practically speaking, the degree of interaction is probably so minor that it's not even noticeable. And the easy, what would the answer be if you were concerned? The answer would be to take more minerals with your fiber. Really? You know, I'm not sure why it's so fashionable to worry. It's like Dr. Hoffman mentioned earlier about the fish oil and the blood thinning medication. I mean, everybody quakes in their boots because of this. And I think one of the reasons is that conventional medicine wants so badly to find negative things to say about supplements that they jump on whatever little minor thing that they can find, and it gets built up into a much bigger thing. It's fashionable. Just like with echinacea, some years ago somebody they misinterpreted a German article about echinacea, and they thought that it said that you shouldn't take echinacea for an extended period of time. That's not what the article actually said. But this became such a wonderful thing for people to caution about, because it made it look as if you knew what you were talking about. Oh, you know, you can take echinacea for 2 weeks, but you take it 2 weeks in one day, and Lord, all kinds of terrible things will happen. And everybody, all these herbalists were cautioning everybody. Shouldn't take it, all based upon one incorrect translation of an article. Let's focus on the positive things, because there's so many positive things, and not get too caught up in the negatives. Your question earlier, you know, if you're otherwise healthy and you're not taking mega dosages of these nutrients, these are nutrients. They're present in food. They're meant to be taken together. You'd have a hard time causing a problem. Okay? A hard time. So your concern should be more with what perhaps should I be taking that I'm not taking, rather than, oh, gee whiz, if I take it 2 minutes after eating, will that be bad? Instead of taking it 10 minutes after eating, or should I take it before my first bite of lunch, or this or that? These are all minor problems. Okay, next question, Eloise.
Hi, Kathy from Ramsey, New Jersey. I have a kidney stone, but it's calcium. I take a calcium and vitamin D capsule, wanting to know if that's the right thing to do, and should I take magnesium with it or without it?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, that's a super good question, and you know, if you look at it mechanistically, you know, you got a kidney stone, so you should stay away from calcium, right, because you'll make more stones. And the answer, it turns out, when they try it out, is no. It's not a problem to take moderate amounts of calcium. And also, it is suggested that you avoid vitamin D, because vitamin D enhances the absorption of calcium, so that would make you get stones, right? Well, it doesn't turn out to be the case. And in fact, vitamin D supplements do not produce kidney stones at even the high doses. I mean, they've done dosage studies with 8,000 international units per day for weeks on end, and they do not produce massive kidney stones. It's only when you get to doses of like maybe 40,000 a day that you're going to start seeing some problems like kidney stones. And you should take magnesium citrate is the preferred form of magnesium, along with B6. B6 has some stone-preventive properties. And you know anything about an herb called gravel root? Is that something that you guys stock? Because it's an Amazon herb that purports to reduce the incidence of kidney stones. I don't know if you know anything
more
about
it. Yeah, we sure do have gravel root. There are some reports. There are no really good studies, so we're sort of a little bit hesitant about the source of it and the whether or not to recommend it, which we don't do it that much.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for that question.
Should I speak?
You're next.
Hello, my name is Art Gockman. I'm from Shelton, Connecticut. I was taking warfarin, and it almost killed me.
My question. You were taking warfarin?
Warfarin, yes.
Warfarin, okay. Yeah, okay.
My problem is my stroke in my right eye is limiting my vision. Can I ever recover?
Okay. When we get a tough question, we just
thanks,
give it
guys.
To Dr. Hoffman.
Thanks a lot. Well, the answer is probably no, because once you have a stroke that actually probably has taken out an area of your brain that is associated with vision, then it is very unlikely that you're going to see a partial or full restoration of vision. By the way, the warfarin that he's referring to is the self-same Coumadin that we were talking about earlier. And it's interesting that its real name is warfarin. That's a rather sinister name, don't you think? Warfarin? It was actually originally developed as a rodenticide, as a rat killer. And in fact, warfarin is, you know, we see those little signs in the subway that says, warning, rodenticide is being applied with a picture of a rat, you know, with like a slash across it or something. That's actually what's being used to kill rats, because when they eat too much of that stuff, they bleed to death. And that's a horrible way to go. But it also, in using lower amounts of it, you get the desirable blood thinning effect. But it's one of those drugs where It's really not a great solution to the problem, because not enough and you'll get a stroke, and too much you'll have a bleed, a cerebral bleed, which presumably is what you're referring to, sir. And unfortunately that's what happened, and sorry about that.
Okay. Wait. Next question. Eloise?
Hi. First of all, I want to express my gratefulness to Dr. Ronald Hoffman, whom I've been a faithful listener for about 10 years, and you highly influenced my practice and probably helped hundreds of my patients to follow your nutritional advices and what's not. My question today, I want to tailor your supplemental portfolio to a few of my clients who suffer sleep disorders that mixed with anxiety attacks and what's not, and they have been on Zoloft and Ambient and would like to wean off this medication and follow more of an integrated nutritional and supplemental way of healing those issues. It's physical therapy and the massage. And
okay, you're a physical therapist?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Interesting. Is there anything
you're more broadly referring to the problem of anxiety and depression when you talk about these types of patients. And interestingly, when they do surveys of alternative medicine, you know, they alternative medicine has the reputation of being for the hopeless, you know, so like they think, well, this is for like advanced cancer patients when chemo fails. When you do surveys of who gets alternative medicine, very high percentage of patients with anxiety and depression turn to alternative medicine. So it's appropriate to use alternative means. And, you know, there's a whole lot to be looking at. Fish oil for patients with anxiety, they're chronically low in magnesium. They need to keep their blood sugar stable. Ups and downs of blood sugar will trigger anxiety. Many patients need adrenal support to feel better. They may have iron deficiency creating depression, or B12 deficiency creating depressions, you know, or food allergy creating depression. Or in women, progesterone is extremely valuable for reducing anxiety. It just really is a very calming effect. So that calm feeling you get during pregnancy, you can sometimes replicate by giving progesterone. But there are topical over-the-counter progesterones available. Wilner probably has several brands on the shelf, and doctors can prescribe even more potent varieties of that. So, you know, there are a variety of ways to go at those patients, and I know these patients because I see them a lot.
Okay, thanks for that question. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, whose products, including hyaluronic acid moisturizing cream, Selegrin, and Ester C, now available at Wilner's at 35% off list price. You're listening to the Wilner Window on WOR. We'll be back after these messages.
Decades of medical research demonstrate that free radicals in our body contribute to the aging process and cause a number of health problems. Antioxidants can neutralize these free radicals. You know about antioxidants such as vitamin C, vitamin E, and the botanicals like grapeseed, green tea, pomegranate, pine bark, and others. Well, there is a new one available made from lychee extract, and it is actually more powerful than these. Quality of Life Labs has done years of research on this new antioxidant, oligonol. Lychee has been associated with good health in China for centuries, and studies support oligonol's benefit in combating many aging-related conditions. You will hear Dr. Robert Hackman, a leading researcher from UC Davis, California, talk about this research on November 4th during our live broadcast from Sardi's Restaurant. Oligonol, the super antioxidant from Quality of Life Labs, now available from Wilner Chemists.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And as you travel on Staten Island, eastbound side of the Staten Island Expressway delays Victory Boulevard to the Verrazano Bridge, westbound side Highland Boulevard to Clove Road, again Richmond Avenue to the West Shore Expressway. Good news is, though, the Verrazano Bridge, both directions, both decks reopened now that the New York City Marathon has been cleaned up in that vicinity. Still closures, though, in Manhattan, Central Park West, 77th to 59th Street. That's in place till 7 p.m. Also on the FDR Drive, intermittent closures, northbound side 63rd to the Triborough Bridge, 5th Avenue closed 120th to 90th Streets, all for the New York City Marathon. Getting across the Hudson River, we're in good shape. George Washington Bridge and the Lincoln Tunnel. Holland Tunnel, about a 15-minute wait trying to leave Manhattan. And traveling in Westchester on 684 northbound side at exit 6 in Katona, there's a disabled vehicle causing delays. This report's sponsored by Visa. Every company succeeds in its own way, and Visa Business can help with smart, simple, and secure payment options. No matter what you want to do in business takes Visa. I'm Bill Powers, WOR. Our track. traffic.
When it comes to losing weight, fad diets come and go. Weight loss claims that seem too good to be true inevitably prove to be indeed too good to be true. Certain approaches to weight loss, however, work. They stand the test of time. One such approach is what I call the meal replacement program. This involves replacing one or two meals a day with a nutritious, filling, controlled calorie shake. Nutritech, the all-one people, have taken this approach and improved on it. They have developed a weight loss formula that contains a blend of nutrient-dense, blood sugar-stabilizing, thermogenic, and immune-supporting ingredients in two powders, a plain and a cocoa-flavored version. These are not just another protein drink. They contain special nutrients such as activated barley, organic flax, L-carnitine, green tea, banaba, and a full spectrum of vitamins and minerals with extra chromium in a whey protein base. So if you're looking for a healthy, effective way to lose weight, check out the all-one weight loss formulas from Nutritech. For more information, go to www.wilner.com, select all-one Nutritech from the manufacturer quick search box, and then click on the weight loss formula listings. That's the all-one weight loss formulas from Nutritech, now available at Wilner Chemists.
All-one products now on sale at Wilner's at 30% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have one question at this table over.
Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, our special guest, Dr. Robert Hackman, Dr. Ron Hoffman. And before we get back to the questions, I want to give you a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner's. Here are some of the lines on sale. Doctor's Best, the entire line is 50% off list. Source Naturals, American Health, Desert Essence, and Home Health, all full lines at 35% off list. And Da Vinci Labs, Natural, Country Life, Nature's Way, all one and many, many full lines at 30% off list.
Now, to see everything that's on sale, you can go to our website, wilner.com, Wilner with two L's. Just click on the On Sale Now tab for a full listing, prices, and product information. You can order directly from the website as well.
And to get a free Wilner Chemist product reference catalog and sale flyer, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com, and you can subscribe online.
And, of course, you can also pick up a sale flyer and catalog at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. Before we get to the next question, I just want to, you know, while we have Dr. Hackman here, I just want to make sure we take a full advantage of him. It sounds kind of racy, but you know what I mean. As you folks know, he's from the nutrition department, UC Davis. He does a lot of research on various things. We've talked about his research on oligonol. Another area, I guess the area where he's probably done the most research is the AHCC. Now, we've spoken about that before. AHCC stands for Active Hexose Correlated Compound. What does that mean? Well, we'll let Dr. Hackman tell you what it means. It's something that is very powerful for the immune system. When I was in Japan, there was a study after study presented. I'm looking at a collection of abstracts. Here's one of the studies. Active hexose correlated compound enhances resistance to infection in a mouse model of surgical wound infection. That's just typical. I mean, this is research being done. So I think it's important that we let Dr. Hackman just take a moment or two to kind of fill you in on the substance AHCC. Dr. Hackman?
Well, first of all, Don, you can take advantage of me anytime you'd like. But AHCC is a great example of where you can't eat enough food nearly enough food to get the same level of active compounds that you can in this shiitake mushroom extract concentrate. And in fact, the study that you cited there is done from SUNY Binghamton by Dr. Jerry Sonnenfeld and group, who's been studying immune function in astronauts and for the military for a couple of decades. And he has really helped define some of the immune-boosting properties of AHCC. In the late 2006, there was a very beautiful study from Drexel University in Philadelphia showing the value of AHCC to help boost the immune system so that you don't get colds and flus nearly as much, and certainly that's important at this time of the year. I was also excited at the same Japanese symposium that you've mentioned to hear a report from Spain talking about AHCC supporting immune function in the intestinal tract. Many people may not understand that 70% of our immunity comes from our intestinal tract. So if we can help keep people regular as well as boost their immune function in the intestinal tract, there are phenomenal benefits from that. So those are just some of the values of AHCC. And again, I would emphasize that while we've known about medicinal mushroom for 5,000 years, you can't eat enough mushrooms to get the same value that you do from the supplement.
And, of course, AHCC is available all by itself from a number of companies. It's made by AminoUp, but it's marketed under a number of companies. Yeah, quality of life happens to be here, but
The quality of life is called Kanoko. Kanoko and Kanoko Gold. One is a 250 milligram, one's a 500 milligram. So that's being quality of life is, supporting this. I guess we can talk about this.
They also have a blend. They have it with some immune enhancing.
Yeah, they have a product called PR Complex, I think.
Yeah, PR Complex.
And Immuno Complex, too. Right, which is a combination of AHCC with echinacea and astragalus and vitamin C. Thank you, Hank. And selenium, don't forget. Okay. All right, where's Eloise? There's Eloise. Okay, what's our next question?
Hi, Dale from Whitestone, Queens. I have two questions concerning diabetes. One, would you recommend a fiber supplement to lower blood sugar that wouldn't aggravate diverticulitis? And the other question would be, can a diabetic take goji juice, noni, blue granite, things of that sort?
What fiber does is it slows down the release of nutrients from the small intestine. So any type of fiber usually would be beneficial to a diabetic. Okay, now you also mentioned the goat.
What's that fiber supplement?
PGX.
PGX, right. Yeah. There are a number of good fibers. PGX is a good fiber. Psyllium would be fine as well. The goji juice, there you have a little bit. The goji is good for you. The acai is good for you, mangosteen, all these things are good for you. But in the juice form, they tend to have a lot of sugar. So in that way, perhaps the juice itself might not be a good thing for you.
But there's a paradoxical effect because some studies have shown that a small amount of ultra-dark chocolate can actually help you better control your diabetes. Paradoxically, there may be some carbohydrate in it, some caloric value to that, but actually there may be some ultimate effect on your cells to make your cells work more efficiently.
I think it's also important to point out that for anyone with diabetes, regular physical activity is as good as any supplement I am aware of in terms of helping to control your blood sugar. So just drinking juice or taking pills, supplements is fine, but you also need to get regular physical activity.
Okay, thanks for that question. Okay, Eloise.
Hello, I'm Sharon from Mendham, New Jersey. First of all, Dr. Hartman, my daughter is doing her residency at UCI and very interested in alternative medicine, but also I'm very interested in this new healthy carb. I've had some problems before on some other weight loss drugs with things that upped your thermogenic, and this one I'm being told isn't. Can you explain it a little bit, please?
Healthy Curb is a combination of the white kidney bean extract and the healthy aging which is the NT factor, and it just seems to do a nice job with weight loss. You know, just take two tablets or two capsules before each meal.
It's not a stimulant.
It doesn't have the ergogenic action. So it does settle the appetite, make you less hungry, and you won't want to eat as much. That's the way it works.
Ally is actually works on a different principle. It's a fat blocker, and the Healthy Curb has the phaseolin, which is the white bean extract that's a carb blocker. So they work in different ways. And Ally is made, originally was a pharmaceutical drug that's now been made over the counter.
My suggestion, go to our website, wilner.com. We had a number of guests on our show last week, Dr. Stephen Rosenblatt, John Casey, and a few others who discussed this in a lot of detail. They talked about the pros and cons of this versus the fat-blocking approach. You can go to our website, you click on the link. We have MP3 files of the previous, five radio shows, and then we're putting older shows on our website, but you can listen to last week's show very easily. Just go to wilner.com and click on the radio link.
Okay, thanks for that question.
Hi, I'd like to address this to Dr. Hoffman. I'm Lynn from Westchester, and I was wondering on your opinion of radiation from both mammograms and dental x-rays, and I have to sign a release form if I don't get the dental x-rays, and would the x-rays, the radiation, have a cumulative effect in my body, and could that possibly trigger cancer?
Well, yeah, absolutely. There are studies that suggest that all the radiation that we get, both unintentionally and intentionally inflicted via preventive x-rays, adds up and slightly increases our risk of cancer. It's a risk-benefit equation. But when you go to the dentist, you really have to ascertain whether it's absolutely essential that you get a full mouth survey at every six-month visit. It may not be necessary for you to really do that, and a conservative dentist won't do it because, well, unfortunately, it's a self-serving process because dentists garner fees for doing x-rays. So there's a problem there. With mammograms, there's some people who point out that if you have annual mammograms for 40 or 50 years of your life, you're going to get a cumulative amount of radiation that's going to somewhat increase your risk of breast cancer, and the benefit of getting early cancer discovered may be outweighed by the negative effect of the mammograms. Now, that's a problem. That's a problem. I think mammograms, after a certain point, may not be obligatory on an annual basis in women who have normal mammograms after a certain point.
Hi, my name is Helena. I'm a patient of Dr. Hoffman's, and I love him. He's the best.
Thank you.
He is absolutely the best. I have a question for a friend of mine. He has T-cell lymphoma. He was treated with chemo and radiation. He had it in the back of his throat. I want to know if you heard of Dr. Owen O'Connell's experimental treatment at New York Presbyterian Hospital. He's working with PDX-008. It's out of the Allos Pharmacy in Colorado. Do you know anything about it?
No, I'm not familiar with it. And, you know, there's a lot of experimental protocols for cancer. With it. Generally, before they give something a drug name, they give it, like, one of those futuristic number designations. You know, it sounds like a sci-fi movie. And I just don't know what that trial involves, so I can't really comment on it. But
okay.
Thanks for the kind words.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody with cancer questions, the best thing you can do to go to www.cancerdecisions.com. www.cancerdecisions.com. It's Dr. Ralph Moss. He has the best,
yep,
best site on cancer treatments, orthodox cancer treatments, alternative cancer treatments. He evaluates everything. He'll do a consultation for you. He'll charge for it, but he'll do a consultation and go over everything, and it's well worth it if that's what needs to be done. Okay, guess what? Time for another short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR, and we'll be back after these messages.
Sometimes you get more than you bargain for. That's what happened to our friends at NTI, the people who make ProPax and NT Factor. They were trying to develop a weight loss product. One of the things they did was to combine NT factor, which, as you know, has been shown to boost mitochondrial function, with the food extract Phaseolus vulgaris from white kidney beans. They anticipated a product that would result in improved blood sugar regulation, increased cellular metabolism, with support for mood and energy. In other words, a product that would help people lose weight. Well, they got that and more. It turns out that this unique combination actually functions as an appetite suppressant. It reduced cravings and reduced the urge to overeat. Initial clinical trials were so surprisingly positive that they decided to introduce the product, which they call Healthy Curb, right away. Because it works. And because it works, they want you to try it. If you need to lose weight and have been looking for something to help control appetite, this is it. No stimulants, no herbs. Healthy Curb from the ProPax and NT Factor people, now available at Wilner Chemists at an introductory special offer you can't turn down.
As a special incentive to try this product, Wilner Chemists is offering Healthy Curb in either the 90 or 180 size at 30% off list price. That's Healthy Curb from the NT Factor folks at 30% off list.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, everyone. Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg, Dr. Robert Hackman, and Dr. Ron Hoffman. And I need to tell you one other thing. We've been talking about oligonol and AHCC and GCP, all products put out by Quality of Life, and I forgot to mention that all Quality of Life products are now on sale at Wilner's at 30% off list price. Okay,
30% off list price?
Yeah, that's what Hank just told
really?
Me.
Really?
It is.
Wow, is that a deal or
it
what?
It is, I got to tell you.
My gosh.
Okay, now, that must have come from Noah. No. Okay, Eloise.
Good afternoon. Can you make some suggestions for peripheral neuropathy regarding vitamins and nutrition?
Peripheral neuropathy. Okay, what type of people get peripheral neuropathy?
Well, okay. Arnie, the type of people who get peripheral neuropathy are people with diabetes. And sometimes people get peripheral neuropathy from unexplained causes. It's unclear why. It may be due to a virus, or it may be due to some form of environmental pollution. In some cases, it may be due to chemotherapy. Chemotherapy can cause bad peripheral neuropathy. And there's an important nutritional cause. B12 deficiency can cause it. So for people with peripheral neuropathy, we sometimes recommend not so much oral B12, but B12 shots. It can help. But the most important nutrient for peripheral neuropathy is alpha-lipoic acid, which is a potent antioxidant. In Germany, it's used as a drug for treatment of peripheral neuropathy in diabetics. And we find that it can work orally, but sometimes we actually have to give it in intravenous treatments for it to work best in people with severe peripheral neuropathy. So there are a variety of options. Acetyl L-carnitine has also been shown to be helpful in peripheral neuropathy for some people. So you have some things to try there.
Okay, thanks for that question. Who's next, Eloise?
Hi, I'm Paul from Ridgewood, New Jersey. Would you please explain the difference between ubiquinone and ubiquinol? And also, one other question, where can I get the coffee shampoo?
that makes your hair grow, right?
Okay. The question is, what's the difference between ubiquinone and ubiquinol? Ubiquinone is the chemical name for coenzyme Q10. And recently a new product has been introduced called ubiquinol, which is a reduced form of coenzyme Q10. It's the reduced form that is the active form in the body. And it's been recently put out by a company called Conica. And it is an improvement over CoQ10. The studies show that it's utilized much better. You can get the same blood levels, for example, taking 300 milligrams of CoQ10. If you take 100 milligrams of ubiquinol, the reduced form, you'll get the same type of blood level. So you can get by with a lower dosage, but they're both, in people who can make the conversion of ubiquinone to ubiquinol, which is probably most of you, you could get by with that. The ubiquinol is a little higher priced, but it's not a bad idea to use that or to use a combination of both.
A quick comment is, I use the ubiquinol in people where we really want to get the CoQ10 super high, such as in patients with Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's disease or ALS, neurological disorders, or with severe congestive heart failure. And then I've seen levels which I could never possibly achieve with a CoQ10. When I piggyback CoQ10 and I have the patients take both, 400 of CoQ10 and 50 of ubiquinol, two or three times a day. We can get levels that are unbelievable. You're talking about the coffee makes your hair grow theory? Yeah, some German researchers came up with the notion that applying caffeine to your hair follicles will stimulate growth of your hair follicles. And I haven't tried that with any patients, but I've asked my compounding pharmacy. No, seriously, I asked my compounding pharmacy about it, and he said, we can do it. It should not be regular coffee, though. It's just caffeine that does it.
No, I know. You've talked about
too
it.
Too bad.
But which,
too late
which,
for you, Arnie.
Which CoQ10 should we be taking, just the average person?
The average person can use, for the most part, probably ubiquinone, the regular CoQ10, unless you had, as Dr. Hoffman said, some reason where you needed to really get some high levels of CoQ10. Into your body. It's not a bad idea. If you're the type of guy who likes to drive a Mercedes as opposed to a Chevy, you'll want the ubiquinol.
The people who kind of criticize the ubiquinol story, I believe, point out that we're basically talking about the antioxidant properties of CoQ10 when you're comparing those two. The reduced form has more powerful antioxidant properties. Well, is that the only reason that you take CoQ10? CoQ10 is a marketer's paradise. I mean, we have dry CoQ10. We got 16 variations of emulsified fat-soluble CoQ10s. Every 6 months they come out with a new, better version of CoQ10. And I think the bottom line is, if you're using it for therapeutic purposes and you really need to be sure that you get the highest possible levels, then go with either the emulsified, the ubiquinol, or a combination thereof. If you're taking it as just part of your general prophylactic supplement regimen, you might not need to go that far. That's my take on it.
He has spoken. Eloise, who's next?
Hi, Mike from Oceanside. I have no problem falling asleep at night, but by 1 o'clock in the morning, my eyes are wide open, and I can't get back to sleep. What would you recommend?
Watch some TV.
Yeah. Yeah, get up, watch some TV. Dr. Hoffman, do you have a specific for that one?
You call me when you figure out what to do
is.
For that. That's the most common, difficult type of sleep problem, and I think sleep, unfortunately, we tend to look at sleep as, what kind of pill can I take, and whether it's natural or whether it's pharmaceutical. And I think sleep, you really have to take a really holistic approach to it. It's partially behavioral, and it also you may look at blood sugar problems cause that, and certainly stress and tension, the way you sleep, and, what's going on in your life, and whole variety of things. And there are actually techniques for improving that type of sleep problem. I recommend a book sleep expert that I recommend is Dr.
Reading that book will put you to sleep? Is that what you're saying?
It sort of mesmerized me just right then.
Okay, that said, there are a number of
Dr. Spielman has written a good book on sleep.
I knew when I started talking he'd remember
it. Yeah, that's how it works.
That said, there are a few things which could be beneficial. Number one would be melatonin. Melatonin at a dose anywhere up to 3 milligrams about 45 minutes before
bed. A sustained release, preferably, in his case?
He's at 1 o'clock, so I don't know. Unless you go to sleep.
Melatonin can be short-acting, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, there's a time-release version. If one doesn't work, try the other one. There's an extract of green tea called theanine. Theanine is present in green tea. Taking a theanine... They have Natural Factors has a nice chewable theanine product that they recommend also be taken about half hour before bed. And the other thing would be tryptophan or 5-hydroxytryptophan.
Mm-hmm. Those are all good.
You know, there are combinations of those formulas available. We have them at Wilner's. There's one called, I think, Serenity Formula. Natural Factors has a formula. Natrol has a sleep tight. Has a
hops, valerian.
Sleep and restore. There are herbs, hops, valerian, are sedative herbs.
Jamaican dogwood.
Right. You know, so there's lots of things to try. And which one, I don't know, but start somewhere. Okay, I think we have time for one more question.
Oh.
Quickly.
I just bought a juicer. Did I make a mistake?
A juicer? That's nice. Just don't get your hand in it. But that would be the only mistake.
Is it on?
Juicing is good. I know Don likes a Vitamix juicer, which takes the whole fruit and beats the hell out of it and makes a mush out of it.
Yeah, you see, because the problem with juice, like I think Dr. Hoffman maybe alluded to,
I did.
Arnie alluded to, you know, you make juice, you get rid of all the fiber in most of these things, which is the good stuff, and what do you keep? You keep all the sugar, all the carbohydrate, and yes, some vitamins and things, but you're losing the good stuff. So I like one where you kind of grind up everything, including the fiber. That's healthy juice.
Use it judiciously.
Okay, you hear that nice mellow mood music? That means we're coming to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Wait, we're not done. We need to thank the folks at Sardi's for providing this wonderful venue and a delightful lunch. And once again, thank Dawn Ellison for all her hard work in getting this thing set up. Eloise for running around. And I'd like to thank our engineers today, Mario and Anthony and Janet and Noah back in the studio. And our friends at Lilliput Enterprises.
Quality of Life Labs.
Right. And
Dr. Robert Hackman.
Dr. Robert Hoffman. Right.
My sister, my mother.
Right. Everybody else.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gattin.